107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. The countdown to Pride has begun for sure. In fact, the big day is coming up this Sunday. Joining us in studio with Stratford Perth Pride, AJ Ashley is here. AJ, it's good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. It is almost that time for the Pride Festival in Stratford. It is set to go this Sunday. We're looking forward to it. The countdown is on for sure. What have we got planned for Sunday?
We have a lot going on Sunday, and it's hard to believe that it's almost here.
Yeah.
So, as most people know, the Pride Festival is going to begin with our annual Pride March, which is starting at the Tom Patterson Theater again at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. So we'll be meeting there and walking along Lakeside Drive in solidarity for the 2SLGBTQIA+ community. At the end of the march, we'll be arriving at Upper Queen's Park, and we have a lot going on there this year. So starting at, 1:30, 2 o'clock, once our marchers arrive, we have a couple of great entertainers lined up. We have Gravity Junkie coming in from London, who will be performing two different sets for us, along with Onstage Dance Company, the Circle Smith, Aerial Arts, and Stratford Dance Company are all going to be joining the stage as entertainment.
Wow.
On top of that, we have Perth Huron Children's Aid Society has sponsored our Kids Zone, which will have a number of different games and activities for kids. Good Vibrations Rock Company has sponsored our face painters. So it's really meant to be a family event and have a number of different things for everyone to enjoy. If you want to have, musical entertainment, we'll also be having a yoga going on in the park. So really something for everyone to just bring people out for a fun afternoon.
It is going to be absolutely terrific. And we're crossing our fingers and our toes. The weather looks good for Sunday.
The weather right now is saying sunny, so that's exciting for us.
Absolutely. Bring it on. Pride Festival, again, it is set for this Sunday, June 1st, starting at about 1 p.m. at least for the Pride March, beginning at Tom Patterson Theater. And then it's Pride in the Park immediately following the march, all happening at Upper Queen's Park. And AJ, I know you've had great crowds for this Pride Festival in Stratford. As I recall, just last year, huge crowds.
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact numbers. It's hard to estimate. And of course, people come and go throughout the afternoon. But I know going down to the Tom Patterson Theater last year, it was overwhelming to see the community coming, not just from Stratford, but also from the surrounding area. This year, I know we've already had a number of organizations reach out to us wanting to march as an organization in the march, which is great to see that support coming from the community, both coming to the event as well as many of our community members who have supported the event.
Okay, it's a Stratford Perth Pride. We'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. AJ, again, from your perspective with Stratford Perth Pride, in terms of how we're doing moving forward, you've mentioned it's great to have the communities come together. How are we doing overall from the perspective of Stratford Perth Pride?
I think we're doing really well. A lot of people know Stratford Perth Pride has gone through a little bit of transition over the past year. We've moved into a great new space at the United Center on Erie Street, which just happened a little bit over a month ago. And we're really looking forward to some new programming that's going to be starting in the coming months, as well as with the Proud Community Project, which I know we've been doing a lot of talking about. And what that is really just creating a workshop based in Perth and Huron County on how to create a more inclusive environment for the broader community, as well as specifically the 2SLGBTQIA+ community here in Perth and Huron County.
Yeah, and I think you're touching on it right there with the Proud Community Project, because this is a new initiative, if you will, with Stratford Perth Pride.
Yes, so it started this year thanks to a government grant that we received from Women and Gender Equality through the federal government, and I've been working on this. So in the coming months, we're going to be having a couple of community conversations where we're welcoming the community to come and tell us about their experience and tell us about how we can create a more inclusive environment for everyone. So really looking forward to creating that. And then towards the end of the year and the beginning of the next year, we're looking forward to presenting this new workshop that we've created to the community and being able to offer it locally to different groups and organizations that are looking to learn and increase their knowledge.
Yeah, there you go. Again, it's Stratford Perth Pride. Again, lots of information here. What's the best way to reach out or get some more details about Stratford Perth Pride?
Absolutely. So we have our website, which is stratfordpride.com, or follow us on social media. We have an Instagram and Facebook accounts. So just search Stratford Perth Pride and you'll be able to find that. Follow us, as well as the Proud Community Project is also on Instagram as well.
Excellent. Again, it is set for this Sunday, June 1st, the Pride Festival. It's, again, Tom Patterson Theater is where the Pride March begins, and then all of the festivities happening at Upper Queen's Park. AJ Ashley with Stratford Perth Pride. AJ, did we leave anything else out with the Pride Festival that's coming up on Sunday?
I think with the Pride Festival, it's just going to be a really fun day. We have food trucks, vendor market, Ally Alley with different community groups who are just here to share what resources they have, and of course our Kids Zone face painting, yoga, and the Pride stage. There's going to be a lot going on and hopefully something for everyone. And just want to see everyone come out and enjoy themselves.
And having a great time on Sunday. It's about bringing the community together, AJ. Absolutely. I think you've touched on it really with this conversation. Bringing the community together. That's what it's about. Stratford Perth Pride. AJ Ashley. AJ, thank you so much. Continued success and have a wonderful Pride Festival on Sunday.
Thank you so much.